expressed in the following program do not necessarily represent those of the staff, management, or owners of WGBB.
From the heart of the nautical mile, you're listening to the station that serves your community. AM 1240 WGBB.com and 1240 WGBB Freeport.
Seven a gun, we're number one, live from WGGB, WGBB, Long Island's oldest radio station. It's time for...
Listen up, Jesus is on the air. Repeat after me,
WGBB.
Thank you.
I got it. And that was Dr. John Palmer. I'm Dr. Anthony Chipper. And we're here to tell you, love Jesus.
We do.
Ooh.
I hear a boat whistle. Right?
Oh, the boat. Ooh. Yes. And we got great guests.
Wait a minute. I like the boat whistle.
Wait, is Al singing?
Huh?
Oh, my God. We blocked
Al. Al who?
Okay, we got to tell you about this great boat ride that's coming up.
Tomorrow. At a Captree boat basin at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And our guests are dear old friends of ours, very dear old friends, have been on our show several times. Three times, I think. This is probably the fourth time. Introduce them.
It's the Bridge for Peace, Annette and Ed Eckert.
And they,
worldwide travelers who are also healers doing wonderful work in not only here in the United States, but Africa, Australia.
They're evangelists. They evangelize throughout the world.
I heard that they've been given property on the moon, and they're going to go up there and start a colony as well.
But I also heard, you know what? I also heard maybe they may want you to take the trip with them.
A lot of
send
people
you
have
right
told
to the moon.
Me. Yeah, they told me that many times.
I think Tony's paying the ticket.
He pays for everything, boy. He really gets it hard.
So, welcome, guys.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. I'm dying to hear his questions. He has questions.
No,
he wants.
Well, one question I have. So what's new?
There you go.
What's going on in your life?
Well, let's just explain to people that Bridge for Peace is a healing ministry that's now coming up on its 25th anniversary.
25th?
And,
but they're more than a healing ministry. They're evangelizing. They're,
gotta
they're,
believe
they're,
it.
They're going throughout the world. It's not just the United States. It's not just, you know, New York. But it's Uganda. It's Australia. Come on, tell us about it.
What's new?
Well, we've had a place opened in Israel.
Oh, boy.
So Israel.
We've had Bridge for Peace Israel. We've been there twice since we've seen you just in the last year.
We didn't know about that
twice.
One. Wow.
Yes.
That's
so
great.
So ministering to Messianic Jews and Arab Christians and bringing the body of Christ together over in Israel.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's recent.
That's.
But listeners don't know of all you're doing in Uganda and all these other places.
So
fill them in. You got a whole passel full of things.
Right.
We'll just be still. Keep talking.
Yeah. We'll have the tape ready, though, for them, just in case.
Yeah. Well, we were in Uganda in the early part of the year, and
And this is Ed Eckert. Go ahead.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
What has happened there, the bishop has given us 12 and a half acres of land to build a center for orphans there. There are over 400 orphans just in the Kasese area in Uganda. And when we were there this year, they gave us an additional 20 acres. We want to use the second group of acreage as an agricultural project to help feed the children, and whatever additional item agriculture will sell it to help support the children. So it's a self-sustaining project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I just want to mention that we saw pictures of the acreage. This is not like wilderness. This is not the woods. This is cleared land.
Yes.
This is amazing.
And it's right next.
It's ready
to the
for cultivation.
Residence.
Yes, because they had offered us a different parcel of land, and when the bishop heard about it, he said no. I want you right here next to me.
Wow.
So we're going to be right next to the whole diocesan headquarters and specifically right next to the bishop's house.
Yeah. And,
yes,
and
beautiful.
I mean, this is very giving on their part.
Yes.
It really
is.
And I happened to have the honor of looking at the agreement, and it's really a great agreement.
Yeah, you were a great help to us, Tony, getting it together. No,
thank you, but it's really a great agreement. Yeah. I mean, it's like, wow, this is amazing.
So there's some sisters from the Order of St. Teresa who are way more out in the bush who heard about what was happening next to the bishop's residence, and they're the ones offered us the 20 acres that they're now assigning to Bridge for Peace there, which will be, like Ed said, for banana trees and different things. But they're also hoping for services because they have nothing out there. And we've ministered out there, so we know there's nothing out there. So we're thinking even in the future, even if we could just put up a tent and just get, you know, we have a nurse education program, so we have another nurse that'll be coming through. And just to get that nurse to visit up there.
I was just going
to
mention that. And, and you put some of the natives to schooling.
Yes.
I think one of them was becoming a doctor.
Well, we have nurses, but in that area, a nurse is like a doctor because they don't have doctors. So they'll be functioning really in that kind of a capacity.
I can't believe the work you guys are doing.
It's only Jesus. We only give God credit. I mean, as you know, we never started out to do anything like this. And it's all been led by the Spirit, and this is where he's taken us.
Yeah, but, you know, that's my next question. How did you start out with all this? I mean, I know you were sick, and that's how that's what the
miraculous healing.
The miraculous healing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But what gave you the impetus to spread out? I mean, this is really a tremendous task that you're putting on yourself throughout the world. Mm-hmm. What gave you this calling?
The Lord has done it all, but I'll just answer that question, if I might, with an experience that I had in Israel when Ed and I were in Israel with the team and we were at the Wailing Wall. You know, people tuck their prayers into the crevices of the Wailing Wall, and then because there's so many little papers, they all fall out and they sweep them up every day. And while I was there, I had the sensation of all of these prayers. I had one actually fall out onto my hat, and then I had the sensation of all these prayers from the world, because people go there all over the world, and of course that's where Jesus walked. All these prayers just kind of falling down out of heaven, and Jesus weeping over all these prayers and the cry of the people. And it was as if the ink on the paper went into the earth, as if wet from Jesus' tears, and then from the cracks of the earth, as it fell into the soil, sprang up a perfect little tree. And there were all different leaves, and on each little leaf, there was a different house. And the Lord said, I want many houses yet, and Bridge for Peace is pregnant.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
And then it was right after that that the couple in Israel said, we want to be Bridge for Peace in Israel. Wow. And right after that we visited Brazil, and they opened an office in Brazil. And God just started to, he wants it. It's what he wants. And so we're just the instruments of listening, and then through the courage of the Holy Spirit, stepping out and watching what he does.
Yeah, wow.
And that's what our program is about, encouraging people to step out in faith and let the Spirit lead you. Let him touch you interiorly and experientially, empower you, and then go forth.
Right. Yeah.
And once you say yes to him, fasten your seatbelts.
Well, you have a lot of chutzpah. Is that a lead-in?
My new book with us today. Ed just published it, Bridge for Peace Publishers, Holy Chutzpah. Holy chutzpah.
I
so
love
it's
it.
It's holy boldness, sanctified audacity, you know, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's a lot of stories of people, just ordinary, everyday people who just heard the Lord and started to move, and the things that God brought forth from their lives to glorify his name.
Wow.
You know, so it's to encourage
people.
So how
can you get that book? That book looks really interesting.
Yeah, well, it's right off the press, literally. But I imagine you're going to be able to get it at Sarah's store.
Right.
Sarah Ryan.
Oh, okay. Sarah Ryan.
Advent Bookstores. We happen to know them, too.
Yeah, okay. They're very good friends of ours.
Yeah, Sarah stepped out in faith and bought those stores.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a holy chutzpah woman.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Now, you self-published the book?
Yes, we self-published the book. So the book is available through Bridge for Peace. And if someone is interested in purchasing the book, they can call us at 631-730-3982. Or you can look us up on the web at bridgeforpeace.org.
Hey, what's that phone number again? I'm sorry, I might have a problem remembering. What is it?
It's 631 730-3982.
730-3982.
Now, okay. Is this a real life person going to answer this phone?
Most of the time, there's a real life person there.
Never on a Sunday.
Never on a Sunday. Okay. Now, so you're doing publishing, you're evangelizing, you're going out to. Hey, did you ever think of doing a radio station? If you did, let us know. We know somebody that might be able to help you.
I also know you do the go to Rome to pray for priests.
Yes.
And yeah. I love that. Maybe tell our audience a little bit about this. And audience, we just want you to know, we want you to become familiar with the ministry, and then we want you to go get your checkbooks. Go ahead.
Well, even when, Tony, when you even said, how did it happen? The Rome Prayer Walk was the way we actually got to Uganda.
What happened was we met a priest there who was studying for his doctorate, and he invited us to come to Uganda. And we said, okay, thinking when he would be finished in a number of years. But he finished up early, and he went home to Uganda, and then he invited us, and we went. We brought a team of 12 that first year, and he started us with doing conferences in different locales in the parishes. They were anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people were in attendance.
And you had to rough it to go from place to place, didn't you?
That's right, yeah.
I know.
It's a lot more challenging than it is here.
Well, yeah. That's a good point, John. I mean, they're evangelizing, they're going throughout the world, but in many instances, they're putting their lives at stake. I mean, it's not that it's such a safe haven wherever you guys travel. You go to the nitty-gritty of the woods, right? And the wilderness, and I don't know what to say.
And come back,
yeah.
Even we were just in Fortaleza, Brazil, and while we were there, there were headlines in the newspaper that Fortaleza is the sixth most dangerous city in the world.
I know.
And actually, when we were there, last year when we did a conference, a priest gave us the auditorium of the Catholic school for the conference. This year, there's tragically, while we were there, that priest came out of a theater and three men wanted his wallet, and he tried to run, and they shot him and killed him on the street.
Oh, boy.
But we've had the worship leader of our conference has been murdered. You know, since we've been there, it's extremely dangerous. And some of the young people we know, their fathers have been murdered, and it's such a dangerous, dangerous city.
I think about that all the time with you guys. Mm-hmm. And I say, Jesus, you got to protect him.
Well, he does.
Thank you for your prayers. It's through your prayers.
Yeah.
And the prayers of the intercessors.
And you've trained a lot of people in Uganda for healing. Why don't you tell the audience that's listening, what is it that you train them? How can they pray for healing? They're just other people just like anyone else.
Well, it's really our Christian training that allows us to pray for healing. Once baptized in the Holy Spirit, we pray for healing, and we see God's touch in people's lives. Their bodies are physically healed.
Oh, come on now.
Yes, seriously.
I don't
John.
Believe you. What happened? Tell me something.
You do believe in God.
Well, there was just one lady when we were in Brazil 2 weeks ago. She had arthritis throughout her body, and she received healing prayer. She sat down on the stage. She started swinging her legs back and forth, swinging her arms up in the air. She went from a level of pain, which was 8, to no pain within her body. So, and she was, all her limbs were freed. She was totally pain-free. So, praise God.
That was at a healing workshop, because we did a healing workshop. There's a sister there who runs a home for children with cancer. She has 100 beds. She also brings their parents from, you know, rural areas to help to teach the parents hygiene, how to administer medication. So we really went back this year at a request from this sister, Concepcion. She said that our charism is healing, but we've never had any training in it. Will you come back and train us? So she brought her sisters and lay people to come to learn the laying on of hands. So it's interesting, John, you know, a lot of people, they will object to a workshop in healing. They'll say healing is a gift. But we have workshops in homiletics. We have workshops in chaplaincy to the hospital. Yep. We have workshops in receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and what that means. So sometimes, you know, you just see the enemy wants to keep healing you know, down. Doesn't want it to be for everyone, because if we all rise up in the gift of healing that the Holy Spirit gives to us, we will transform the world, and people will come from the healing. People will come and their lives will be changed. They give their lives to Christ because they see God is real through that healing.
Absolutely.
So in this workshop, what we do is we open the word and we show them scripturally what Jesus says. He says, you're to do the same thing that I did.
Yep.
Do what I did. He says, I'm giving you my authority. You are my ambassadors now. So we're to do on earth what Jesus once done in heaven. And people a lot of times say, well, does God want everyone to be healed? Well, if you think of Jesus, it says he healed all the infirmities. He cured all of their diseases. Everywhere he went, he healed everyone, except we know in those towns where there was hard-heartedness. But if you think Jesus only did the perfect will of his Father. So you say if Jesus healed everyone and God didn't want everyone to be healed, then Jesus was opposing his Father.
Yep.
But God wants everyone to be healed, and Jesus was doing his Father's will.
Absolutely. And he heals them timelessly, and not necessarily at that moment, and also not necessarily physically,
but we
spiritually,
also,
mentally, emotionally, just so many ways.
Yeah, and also we don't really know the people that are inflicted. We really don't know the benefits that are stemming from that infliction, and you know, how many souls are being taken from purgatory or anything like that. But I have a question. We get a lot of requests to pray for healing for different people. They send us emails and stuff like that. What can we tell our listening audience? They're always praying for somebody. They're praying for their husbands. They're praying for their grandchildren. What can you tell them when they pray for healing? How can they pray for healing?
Well, pray always, of course, in the name of Jesus Christ, because he's the one that took our sicknesses to the cross. He's the one that had everything laid on him that we would be restored. So you always want to pray in the name of Jesus, because the power of healing is in the blood of Jesus. It's in the sacrifice of the cross. It's in the resurrection. It's in the ascension. It's in the descent of the Holy Spirit. That's where the healing took place. So we want to give him the glory, because everything is to glorify the name of Jesus. He even says, I glorified and I'll glorify it again. So we always want to pray in Jesus' name to give him the glory. It's not a think right program it's not the power of positive thinking.
Right.
It's the power of Jesus Christ. So we want to give him the praise. And then we want to realize that he did this at the cross, so that he's done this. He shed his blood already. He shed his blood to give us the inheritance of healing among salvation and deliverance and provision. So he did it. So we thank him for what he's already done at the cross, and we thank the Holy Spirit for bringing that for us into the present moment. So Jesus has done it. There's nothing left that Jesus has to do. He's done everything that he's going to do. Now he wants us to do it in his name, that he would receive all the glory.
And Francis McNutt said, you know, Jesus had these beautiful words, but nobody would pay attention until there were healings. And that healing is the way for Jesus to say to everybody, my words are for real. Do you understand this? If you don't, let me show you something. Pick up your mat and walk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really... Yes. And healing is not something you think about or read about. It's something you do.
Right.
But it's available for everyone. The point that I'm trying to get across is that it's not that just certain people are picked out and given the gift, that maybe they are given the gift of healing, but Jesus makes that available to everyone.
Yes.
All of us that believe, all of us that love him, all of us that worship him.
Right.
And so what I'm trying to say is that our listeners can take in their own hands, their own power, to pray for healing for people.
Right.
Yes. It's the authority of Jesus Christ
that's the power behind
our prayers. and we see that manifesting when we pray over folks in services, or when we have a prayer meeting, or when we meet them in the supermarket and they ask for prayer, or in wherever we go, when people are asking for prayer, we pray with them. You know, it's not something that happens, oh, we'll pray with you later. We'll pray with them right now and pray for the manifestation of the healing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well,
and there isn't any one way to make it work. And you pray and lay hands. When I do anything special in terms of healing, I have a word gift. Well, I take all the words. They're meditations, right? Mm-hmm. And I take all the words and I put them in an envelope. And I had 150 people come up and get your envelope.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I don't know what the Spirit's going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And invariably, people come up crying saying, it's just what I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. That's God.
Thank you, Lord. That's
how it works.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, in this last workshop that we just did, since we were just in Brazil, there were four teenagers walking by and they saw the poster, three 14-year-olds and a 15-year-old. And they came into the workshop. And just as you say, John, that there's no right way, we of course developed a format to get people comfortable with
sure.
laying hands on someone they've never touched before and show them like a baseline of how you could pray for, let's say, a shoulder problem. So we were teaching that, and my brother Kevin was with us, and he was circulating, and he came up and he said, they're doing it like all quote-unquote wrong, but we just were letting it go. We were just kind of laughing about it. There is like really no wrong way, but they weren't doing it the way we showed them, let's say. Well, two 14-year-olds were together. They were cousins, and one was praying for the other. While the one 14-year-old prayed for the other girl for her shoulders, that other girl's back problem was healed. So Tracy had a back problem when she was 11 years old. She fell off her skate. She had a skating accident. So from 11 to 14, 3 years of pain. And her cousin prayed over her. And the pain went. Not only that, Tracy had scoliosis. She felt crack, crack, crack in her back. And her spine shifted. And these are 14-year-old girls. So what it is once you get people comfortable, you teach them the name of Jesus, ambassadors of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, get baptized in the Holy Spirit, show them how to lay hands on the sick and with faith, 14-year-olds were seeing miraculous healings through their hands.
How do you answer people who say, oh, that's just the hysteria of the group prayer? How do you answer it? And they're going to go back to their problems.
Right. Well, I guess the way you answer it is when we go back, let's say even Uganda, after 2 years, we were having lunch in Uganda, and they said, there's a lady outside who wants to see you. And I said, okay. And I got up from the lunch table, went outside with Father Peter to translate for me. And she had a bolt of cloth. And she said, 2 years ago that I'd prayed for her, her liver was deteriorating, her blood was corrupted. They told her she'd be dead within a week. And through the prayer and the power of Jesus Christ, here she was. 2 years later with her bolt of cloth to say thank you.
Yeah.
So it's those ways, you know, when you're going back to places, people come. As a matter of fact, right in Brazil, when we were just there last 2 weeks ago, there was a lady came in that home that we told you about for the children with cancer. Mm. She was there with her daughter, and she went to speak to me. She said last year, Bridge for Peace team prayed for her. She had had a car accident. The mother had a car accident. She had pain, headache every day. She had some kind of brain blockage. She was scheduled for brain surgery. After the prayer, she didn't have a headache. The brain surgery was canceled.
Mm.
Her daughter was there, beautiful little girl. She was on the list for a heart transplant. After Bridge for Peace prayed for her, she came off the list for a heart transplant. She was on 5 medications. She's on 3 medications now, so there's still some healing happening in the heart. But medication will never cancel a heart transplant.
That's right.
So the way we hear is we go back, you know, of course you can't see what's happening in the heart, what's happening in the brain. But when you go back next year, or even we go into Techie's place when she has
right.
the
mm-hmm.
cenacle in St. Aidan's
yep.
in
yes.
Williston Park,
yep.
right, on the Friday nights.
Yep.
Once a month.
Right.
Once a month.
When we go there and people meet us, say, oh, Annette, I had a blood disease and you prayed for me and I was healed. So that's the way that you hear. You go back after the doctor's been able to test it and then you find out what God has done.
And you get physical stuff, but I get emotional and spiritual stuff. And people will say, I read your letter. It's not my
right.
letter. It's a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I have to make, somebody said, you're saying God said it. I said, "It's." I sense what I'm getting is from a power outside
right.
of me.
And right.
you can believe it or not, but here's what this meditation's about. Read it.
Yes.
And people read it and they say, you changed my life. I said, I didn't do anything. I don't even know what you got.
Right. You know, it's even when you say that, I mean, we also operate in spiritual, emotional, psychological
yeah.
healing.
Yeah.
And lately, in the last 2 years or so, the Lord has really had us addressing suicide.
Yeah.
mm-hmm. and the spirits of suicide. And there's 144,000 children in the United States between the age of 10 and 24 who have committed suicide yes. in a year.
Yeah.
And there's and that's the ones that have succeeded. But the emergency stats are 360,000 attempts
sure.
in a year. So we have, in Bridge for Peace, we've been hitting the spirit of suicide, speaking openly about that. And we were in Australia last year. And while the worship was going on, I was thinking, why do we carry all these CDs? Why do we take all these materials? Because our group in Australia works very hard to put everything together once we get there. And I was thinking, we have to pare down on the resources. And after worship was over and the healing team started, a lady came directly up to me. She was an Asian lady. And she said, Annette, your CD saved my life.
Yep.
Said I was going to commit suicide, and I listened to your CD, and here I am today. So there's a lot to be done, even in suicide. There's no shame in suicide. You know, Jesus took all the shame, but people are afraid to talk about it. And since we're talking about even suicide publicly in the different services we hold, even pastors will come and say, I can't tell anyone. And I think, you know, about suicide every day, but I can't tell anyone. I can't talk about it because there's so much shame associated. There's no shame. Jesus took all the shame. Yeah. And if you're here, praise the Lord. He's preserved your life.
Yeah.
And there's freedom from spirits of suicide through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right, through the Eucharist.
We had that incident on our show, you know, practically almost when we first started.
Yeah.
We were praying, and John, I think, mentioned, says there's someone out there that's thinking of committing suicide. We're telling you don't do it. And so that was the end of the show. And when I went to church that night, Saturday night, to set up for the 8 o'clock mass, and when it was all over, I was coming out, and someone came over to me and said, you know, I heard your show today. I just want you to know that the person you were talking about was me. I was contemplating suicide.
Yeah.
And then when I heard don't do it, I changed my mind.
You know,
thank you, Lord.
You never know how you're going to influence people.
I once went to the dinner for the Suicide Foundation, and their perspective is suicide is a fatal illness, and there are ways to prevent it. And when you're in depression, those waves of negativity come. And for us, combating those waves of negativity through prayer is the way you chase the evil one away.
Yes.
And many times I tell people, when you get that, just say, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Yes.
Repeat it again and again and again, because two things can't stay in the same place at the same time, and Jesus will kick that guy out. And I have a holy prayer which I tell people to get rid of the evil one, and that's, Lord Jesus, would you take that pitchfork and put it where the sun doesn't shine and get him the hell out of here? You know? Any way that you can fight it.
Right, to fight it.
You have to fight it.
So that's what we say even in Bridge for Peace. Let the psychiatrists do their job and God bless them.
Yep.
But let us as Christians do our job in delivering people from a spirit of suicide.
Yeah.
And that we have to rise up and, first of all, not be ashamed to even talk about it. You know,
absolutely.
And we have a tape, I know, Power for Living is the one that lady had spoken about, where we tell stories about overcoming spirits of suicide. So we want to even pray today, if there's anybody listening today.
Let's do it now.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We want to pray for anyone that's struggling today with such deep depression where life looks hopeless. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release the power of the blood of Jesus for you to be delivered today from spirits of suicide, depression, and oppression of every form, spirits of despondency, in the name of Jesus, be delivered. We release for you the hope that comes through Jesus Christ, the power that comes through his blood and through the Holy Spirit. We release it for you right now. We cancel every spirit of death and we release life, the living waters that flow from the throne of God into your life today, into your heart. Take courage today through the power of the Holy Spirit. Release Holy Spirit courage to be raised up in you today, because God has a plan for your life, a perfect plan, a good plan and a holy plan, to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. And we release that for you today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm sure that went out across the airways, and somebody who was meant to hear it heard it.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can we go back to the boat ride?
Sure.
I think, you know, we talk about these wonderful things, but you guys need money, and you need ways to keep your ministry going. And this boat ride, tell us about the boat ride.
Well, the boat ride is about happened for about 14 years. We had a impression about bringing leaders out on for a day of relaxation and rest on the water, having some pleasant praise and worship music. And finally, Annette and our friend Nina Kennedy got together, and they found a boat that would do that for us.
Yes. So it's a day of just praising the Lord on the waterways and being refueled, encouraged. And
it's tomorrow,
and
there are no walk-ons.
Right.
So if you want to come, you have to call. What was that number?
That number is 631.
631.
730.
730.
3982.
3982. How much is it?
It's $50.
$50.
And that includes the boat ride, a wonderful barbecue dinner, and praise and worship, and we'll be having a message on there and healing prayers at the end.
And what time is it?
It's 4 o'clock.
And it goes out of the Captree Boat Basin?
That's right, yeah.
Which is right off Robert Moses Causeway?
That's right.
Right.
And it ends at what time?
It ends at 8:30.
So 4 to 8:30.
We come into the sunset and amazing grace.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's really a beautiful day. Everybody enjoys it.
So if you want to have a great day, and tomorrow's weather forecast is wonderful, as good as today, what's that number again?
That number is 631.
631.
730.
730.
3982.
3982. Tony, is that a commercial?
Nope, it's not a commercial. But there has to be prepaid. There are no walk-ons. So, John, you better pay for me.
Okay.
We might be there tomorrow.
Okay,
I'll take the bottles back to the store again.
I heard a rumor. Okay. I heard a rumor that you might be doing a radio show from the boat.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yep,
we'll pray.
We're hoping for it. We'll see what happens.
One of the things I'd like to tell the folks out that are listening is about our website, which is www.bridgeforpeace.org. And on the website, we have listed our events and our missions. But one of the very, very interesting things that's a great point of encouragement, there are videos of healing testimonies by folks that have received healing from Bridge for Peace. And they're on the bottom of the web page, and there are a number of photos. You click on the photos, and you'll hear the testimonies of people that have received healing. One in particular I'd like to share with you is Reverend Isaac Mensa.
Father Isaac, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He came to us a number of years ago, and he had an operation in his right eye. He was blind in his right eye, and his left eye was beginning to fail too. We prayed for him at, I believe it was at St. Catherine's.
Yes.
And
St. Catherine's.
Within 10 minutes, his eyesight was restored. He has now perfect vision in both eyes. He doesn't even wear glasses to read the...
Oh, my gosh.
Was this a recent occurrence?
It was a few years back.
A few years back,
He invited us to Ghana, his nation. That's how we got to Ghana.
Oh, I see.
He had the healing of his eye. He said, why shouldn't my people have an opportunity to experience this?
And he also gave his testimony at a workshop that you guys did at St. Mary's.
Yes.
And there was Julie in the audience, who had been blind from death in the left eye, birth in her left eye.
Right.
And as he told his story and as you prayed over her, she got her vision back.
Her vision back, yes.
Mm. Wow.
Yes.
And people may not know that your home base is really here on Long Island.
Right.
Tell them where you are.
Absolutely.
So that people can find you. Tell them. You're in?
Well, we're in Wading River on Long Island, and we do healing ministry whenever we have opportunity. We go to the Senecal Techies Prayer Group once a year. We go to
Notre Dame, usually in New Hyde Park. Sometimes we're at St. Catherine's, Laurel Park.
You have your own prayer teams there when you're not in town.
That's right.
And you have a prayer group meeting on Saturdays, I believe.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And you have something during the week as well. I mean, let them know, because we want you inundated.
Well,
they got to go across that bridge. that's outside your place and come in and get healed.
One of the greatest things is the media that is available to us, the telephone, and that telephone number again is 631-730-3982.
Attaboy, John.
You can call in and you can get prayer. And if there's no one to answer the phone, just leave a message and we'll get back to you and we'll be happy to pray with you.
One question. Mm-hmm. What if someone wants to join your army of prayer and mm-hmm. prayer groups and become part of your organization? Mm-hmm. I mean, did you ever think of setting it up incrementally throughout New York, setting little stations up, little parts up to, you know, a bridge of peace of Long Island, a bridge of peace of Staten Island, a bridge of peace of this and that? What if someone was interested in that?
Well, when someone's interested in bridge of peace, we ask them to do our Foundation for Healing Bible study. Once they do the Bible study, sometimes we have groups running, Bible study groups. Once they do that Bible study, if they still feel called to Bridge for Peace, then we begin from that point. Anyone who comes out on mission with us has to do that Bible study, you know, because it's the foundation of our faith. And what it also helps you to explore in yourself how you feel about healing, you know, what it's like when you prayed for someone and you didn't see healing, you know. So it helps you to explore these questions with, a mentor.
If someone wants to join your group and pray over people and become part of your evangelization organization,
right,
there is an opportunity.
Yes, there is. Actually, with us right now, we have our leaders from Ohio. So we have Bridge for Peace in Ohio. So they've come out. Three of them are with us right now. They'll be on the boat. You'll see them on the boat tomorrow.
And they call this number, this famous number, 631-730-3982. Okay, so if you there are people out there that want to do something constructive, creative, loving for Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is a perfect opportunity.
Yes.
Well, you have another opportunity too, because you're having your 25th anniversary come
That's
up.
That's right.
This is an hour long commercial, and it's bold and open, and why not? Because it's a wonderful ministry that needs support.
Yeah, and people need to know. They need to know about them.
And your anniversary is going to be November 23rd at 7 o'clock at the Coram Firehouse.
Right.
What is this free will offering?
you know what it is.
Well, you know, John.
No. I mean, what is it? Is it 2 cents or is it $5,000? Come on.
Well,
and it's that number again, 631-730-3982 is there again. Oh, my gosh.
And don't forget the website, John, www.bridgeforpeace.org.
Org is the important part, right? Not com, but org.
Yep. Yeah. And you're a nonprofit organization.
That's
and
we are.
Any money that's contributed is right now tax deductible, hoping they don't change that, but tax deductible right now.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes. We survive. Many people ask us, how do we survive? By donations. So we're not funded by anyone except the people who believe in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what keeps us in the field. That's what's going to build the orphanage. That's what's supporting the nurses and everything that we're doing, the children, even that we are now, even though we don't have a building yet, we already have orphans that we're supporting. Yeah. We have two mothers. And we have three children. We're looking at another three. They're asking us to take another three, even though the building isn't up yet. So we say once that building's up, our children will already be there to move in.
Right. And
you know,
do you do anything about schooling?
We do. We send children to school.
Yeah. Well, it's an important. This is amazing. What you guys are doing.
Amazes me.
In 2006, our first visit to Uganda, they asked us if we would help with educating orphan children. And since then, we've been putting 14 orphan children through school each year. So every year, unlike what we have, free education, they have to pay for education there. So we've been putting 14 children through school ever since then. So we've been really blessed to be able to do that.
Yeah, and being charismatic, I know that you'll appreciate most of them go to Holy Dove.
Very nice.
So it's two children from each of the seven parishes. That was their request.
And you guys are paying for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
People paying for that. And also we have one in school now completing his master's degree in social sciences. And he said, we met with him last time, right the night before we were going to Uganda, we get a text message from him that it's a requirement that every student have a laptop at this level of interning with in Uganda. And I'm thinking, a laptop? Where are we going to get that from? I said to Ed, he's like saying he needs a laptop. It says, no problem. We've already got one. Someone donated one.
Okay.
So just someone gave Ed a case, and he put it in, and there was the laptop. And that young man said, you've not only changed my life, you've changed the life of my family, and not only their lives, but our whole village has been changed by this. And this young man is an amazing young man in charge of Christian activities on his campus. And the lawyer that we sent through is going to, is planning a Life in the Spirit seminar in the courthouse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's happening is we're through the people funding the education and helping people to get into places of greater influence. And when they get into those places of greater influence, they're bringing the name of Jesus Christ with them.
Now we have over 200 different kinds of prayer groups all over the Diocese of Rockville Center. If a prayer group is interested in inviting you to come and do a healing service mm-hmm. in their parish, mm-hmm. is that something you would
do?
Oh,
we'd love to do
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
That's our heart.
That's what they do.
Yes.
And you know how to get in touch with us, right?
Yeah, I know. I think so. 631-730-3982. Because, and I've been to your, I had you when I, at our training program yes. a few years ago.
Years back.
And I've seen what you've done in so many places. I really tell people we endorse this. We actually, truthfully endorse your ministry. It is so powerful and
Thank
so
you,
real. And we've seen people healed, and it really is phenomenal. And we have the, have you right here on, in our under our diocese, mm-hmm. and so we got to encourage people to do that. I know you're waiting to do your saint.
Oh yes, that's right.
I know
we're
he's
so enticed.
He has to. I hope it fits with what we're talking
you
about.
You decide. You decide if it's going to fit.
All right. So okay. we'll see how it does fit.
Well, this, you know,
if it doesn't fit, I'm going to have one.
Okay. Well, this is always a difficult choice to fit into the saint and what saint they're going to do. Just so happened there were a lot of choices. Today is St. Lawrence, by the way. So I was really tempted to do St. Lawrence. Yesterday was St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross.
Edith Stein.
And I was tempted to do her, and I'm hemming and hawing, and then all of a sudden I got an email from a good friend of mine, Fino, and telling me how he was so impressed with St. Teresa Benedicta of the Cross and blah, and I says, oh, you know, I'm contemplating on doing her, but now I think I'm convinced I'm going to do her.
Wonderful.
Is she going to fit in? You decide. I'll tell
oh,
you something
wonderful.
About her, and you guys decide. Her real name is Edith Stein. So who was Edith Stein? She was a Jew. So what was so great about her? She was born on Yom Kippur. That made her mother and father very happy. And so, and the mother and father were, you know, very religious. The father was a wealthy businessman. But unfortunately, he did pass away when she was very young. So the mother was a great woman, and she took over. It just so happened that Edith gave up believing in God when she was 14. She said, there's no such thing. Why should I believe in her? In God, rather. And so she didn't. Till one day, a friend's father passed away. And so she went to give condolences to the mother and she saw how spiritual the mother was and how religious she was and how she said, you know, he's up with God now and all, and then she started thinking. So she went home and she read a book about St. Teresa of Avila. And that lit the fire. And so with that, she decided, unfortunately to her mother, that she was going to become religious, but she was going to become Catholic and get baptized in the Catholic faith. And she did. And she grew up and she became a brilliant philosopher. And although she stopped believing when she was 14, she started again and in 1922. And 12 years later, she imitated Teresa by becoming a Carmelite. And so she took the name, Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross. And so she was born in 1891, by the way. And so she was, as I said, she was born to prominent parents. And when she moved into the Carmelite order, she became very religious and she moved to the Netherlands. It just so happened that the Nazis occupied that country in 1940. And so in retaliation of being denounced by the Dutch bishops, the Nazis arrested all Dutch Jews who had become Christians. And so Teresa Benedicta and her sister Rosa, who also became a Catholic, were involved in that arrest. But Saint Teresa Benedicta had an opportunity to free herself, to get out of this arrest. She refused. She says, "Why should I leave my fellow brothers and my fellow sisters? I gave myself to Christ, and I'm going to stay with Christ." And so she was brought to the gas chamber in Auschwitz in 1942. And it's believed that she was brought August the 7th, and it's believed that on August the 9th, 1942, her sister and 900 Christian and Jews were brought to the gas chamber and murdered. And so, on her canonization, John Paul II canonized her on May 1st, 1987, and he says, "We bow down before the testimony of the life and death of Edith Stein, an outstanding daughter of Israel, and at the same time a daughter of the Carmelite order. Sister Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, a personality who united within her rich life a dramatic synthesis of our century. It was the synthesis of a history full of deep wounds that still are hurting, and also the synthesis of the full truth about man. She was a Jew. She never forgot that she was a Jew. She never forgot her heritage as a Jew, but she was a Catholic in love with Jesus. And it was that love that brought her to where she is now." So these were the words of John Paul II when he beatified Edith Stein in May 1st of 1987. But the point is, she converted to the Catholic religion, but inwardly she never surrendered her Jewish heritage. Mm-hmm. She was proud of her Jewish heritage, and she knew that her family were Jews, and she respected them. But above all, as you two do, you respect our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And so she felt drawn to do the work of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as you two guys are. And so that's the quick story of Edith Stein.
And of course, Jesus was Jewish.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out so well for him.
Mary was a Jewish mother.
Yeah.
And Mary always says, "Have you ever met my son?"
But that's just the linkages between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
That's right.
And she really was bridging that gap between the Old and the New Testament.
That's the point. She never gave up her Jewish heritage,
right.
But she knew that that bridge that you're talking about was the bridge to salvation. And she knew that she would be giving up her life for Jesus, but she was going to have a much, much better life.
And that's wonderful. And I've I heard her biography this morning at Mass.
Oh, did you really?
The priest talked about her.
Oh.
And the same idea. That's how I knew some of the details. And I'm not an expert on
that. I thought you were an expert.
No, but there's a woman who just gave it all to Jesus, which is what Bridge for Peace is doing, and what we're calling everyone to do who listens to this radio show. Step out in faith. We also need to spend time. We got about 10 minutes. And in prayer for our listeners.
Oh,
that's why we have you here today. Mm-hmm. We love giving your phone number out and teasing and everything else. But the bottom line, we're here to effect healing in the hearts, souls, minds, and wills of every and bodies of people who are hurting. When you look out across Long Island, the pain is terrible. Mm-hmm. The pain is terrible. They are the emotionally poor, they're the spiritually poor, and there's the physically poor.
Right.
And Jesus loves them. And we prayed for suicide before, that it be healed and people know that God's love is there. We'd like to just begin by trying to put ourselves in God's presence.
Absolutely. And pray for our listeners and pray for our petitions. And we have a bag full of petitions.
Yes,
we really
do.
And we're going to let you guys lead.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why you're here.
In your power.
Praise
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We just come before you. Firstly, we come before you with all those that have sent in petitions to the program, and we just lift them all before you, Lord God. You know exactly what's going on with everybody's situation, and we just speak your healing touch over them now, Lord
Can
Jesus.
Can we ask our listeners right now, be still and put your need verbally, either interiorly or exteriorly, before God right now, so that it becomes current for each listener and their, in particular for their needs. Go ahead, and I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jesus. We just speak your abundant blessings over your people now, Lord God. And we speak your healing touch over them now, Lord Jesus. We pray for physical healing now in your name, Lord Jesus, that your people be restored physically now in your name. We pray for emotional healing now in your name, Lord Jesus. We pray for spiritual healing now in your name, Lord Jesus. And we pray for relational healing now in your name, Lord Jesus. We pray restoration for your people and strength for your people throughout the listening area and beyond. Thank you, Jesus.
Just thank the Lord that he's made a way for us to be restored to him, even when we've become hard-hearted to him. We thank you, Lord, that today you're waiting. You're waiting, Lord, for some of those that are listening right now to say, I'm sorry, Lord. Sorry that I pushed you aside. And I want you to be the king of my life. And today, even there's grace right now for any way that you've held unforgiveness. Sometimes you've held something against the Lord, God himself, and you've refused to, in your heart, forgive him. Now, the Lord never needs forgiveness, but that's something to understand by seeking out counsel. But there might be something in your heart that you've blamed God for your situation. And today, he's waiting. He's waiting for you with open arms, and he's ready to receive you. Just tell the Lord that you're sorry, that you didn't understand the things that the Spirit is causing you to understand now, and you want to come back to him. And if there's anyone else that you've held in your heart with bitterness and unforgiveness, if there's any situation in your life, a relative, someone who was a friend, a neighbor, that you've held hardness in your heart, today the Holy Spirit will give you grace to forgive them, and to ask the Lord to forgive you for holding bitterness in your heart. God can do for you what you can never do for yourself. God can make right what's been wrong for so very many years if you just ask him to do it. So today we just want to turn to you, Lord Jesus. We want to thank you that you give us this opportunity to repent of those things which have been wrong in our lives and to make a fresh start with your power in the center of our hearts. Because we can't do it ourselves, Lord God, and we're tired of trying. But we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, that at the cross you took all of our sins, you took all of our inadequacies, and you finished them there to give to us your strength, your power, your love, your keeping glory, Lord God. So I thank you, Lord, that it's freely available to anyone that will call on your name, Jesus Christ as Lord. And we thank you for lives transformed today, Lord, yes. For healings in every dimension, for miracles, Lord God, that only you could perform. And for you, Lord, we give all the glory and praise and honor today. So we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are both comforter and counselor. Thank you for the comfort that you bring in this moment and for the counsel that you give for the days of ahead. All glory be to your precious name.
I am the Lord thy God. I am Christ the King. I am the love of your life. I am the power of healing alive in you right now. I send my Holy Spirit out across these airwaves right at this very moment, and I may knock some of you right off your feet. I am present here on this radio through the power of the Most Holy Spirit, and I come full force into your negativity, full force into your unwillingness to let go of your will and find out what my will for you truly is. I bless you. I'm here. Let me touch you. Open up. Open up. Let me in. Let me in.
So, Lord Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and thanks. We ask for your help. We ask for your guidance. We give everything to you. We surrender to you. We surrender everything, ourselves, our hearts, everything to you, Jesus. We ask that you stay by our sides. You hold our hand. You help us. You guide us. Most importantly, you let us all know that you are truly, truly our best friend.
We lift up your hearts. Lift up your hands and your hearts to the Lord. Isn't that funny? That's the song that we're going to play as we finish our program today. Ed and Annette, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
631-730-3982.
Thank
you.
We look forward to hearing from you. If you'd like to join us on the cruise, or please let us know if you received the healing from today's program.
Amen.
God bless you.
And if you want to join their army, by all means, give them a call.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, John.
Bow down and worship the Lord. He is the Lord, strong and mighty. He is the head over.
Management or owners of WGBB.
All nations come, worship the Lamb, join in the heavenly song. For he was slain, and with his blood he has redeemed us to God. He is the Lord, strong and mighty. He is the head over.
from the heart of the North.